Chapter 3. Many weeks of quiet followed the events of the last chapter. The settlers planted their corn, harvested their wheat, and labored in the fields during the whole of one spring and summer without hearing the dreaded war cry of the Indians. Colonel Zane, who had been a dispersing officer in the army of Lord Dunmore, where he had attained the rank of colonel, visited Fort Pitt during the summer in the hope of increasing the number of soldiers in his garrison. His efforts proved fruitless. He returned to Fort Henry by way of the river with several pioneers, who with their families were bound for Fort Henry. One of these pioneers was a minister who worked in the fields every week and on Sundays preached the gospel to those who gathered in the meeting house. Alfred Clark had taken up his permanent abode at the fort, where he had been installed as one of the regular garrison. His duties, as well as those of the 9 other members of the garrison, were light. For 2 hours out of the 24 he was on guard. Thus he had ample time to acquaint himself with the settlers and their families. Alfred and Isaac had now become firm friends. They spent many hours fishing in the river and roaming the woods in the vicinity, as Colonel Zane would not allow Isaac to stray far from the fort. Alfred became a regular visitor at Colonel Zane's house. He saw Betty every day, but as yet nothing had mended the breach between them. They were civil to each other when chance threw them together, but Betty usually left the room on some pretext soon after he entered. Alfred regretted his hasty exhibition of resentment and would have been glad to establish friendly relations with her, but she wouldn't give him an opportunity. She avoided him on all possible occasions. Though Alfred was fast succumbing to the charm of Betty's beautiful face, though his desire to be near her had grown well-nigh resistless, his pride had not yet broken down. Many of the summer evenings found him on the colonel's doorstep, smoking a pipe or playing with the children. He was that rare and best company, a good listener. Although he laughed at Colonel Zane's stories and never tired of hearing of Isaac's experiences among the Indians, it's probable he wouldn't have partaken of the colonel's hospitality nearly so often had it not been that he usually saw Betty.